Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Yeah, no excuses about
that. Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
But, you know, they got in late.
Howard Simon.
Didn't sleep well.
Jeremy White.
Didn't get his favorite milk and cookies and bedtime story before bed. You know, not gonna make excuses, but then I'm going to lay out all the excuses. Typical Buffalo.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Okay, good morning. You're probably waking up to a lot of snow. It is a lot of snow. And the system, the storm that came through was forecast to dump between 12 and 18 inches in Buffalo and pretty much most of the area, 12 to 18, maybe up to 24 in some spots. Well, it has hit really hard, and lots of folks, if you're off today, good news. Don't go anywhere. You don't have to go anywhere. If you are expected to work today, it might take some work to get out of your driveway, to get off of your street, and snow continuing to fall. So we are... here for you to chat about the Bills and that game over New England. And Howard is not in because he's stuck at home, like many of you might be. Good morning. How are you?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'll make my comment, hang up, and take your response off the air if that's okay.
You know, all that talk about living in the North Towns being safe from the snow, like, not this time.
I can attest to the fact that it's difficult to get out of your driveway. In fact, if you get out of your driveway and your street hasn't plowed, I would suggest not attempting to go off your block.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I got stuck twice. I was in the garage overnight, Jeremy, and so I looked outside. I looked at the front end of the driveway and it didn't look that deep. Well, that was probably a bad idea. So I got in the car and I tried to power through it and I got stuck in the driveway. So I got the snow blower out, thrower, whatever. I got myself out of the driveway, powered through the edge of the driveway, backed into the street, and once I turned, nothing had come. One truck came down. You know the snowblower trucks that, or the trucks that come out and do people's driveways, right?
Yep.
One guy came down our block, so I got into the street and tried to get myself into the tracks he made. Didn't matter. The snow is so high, and my car's really low to the ground. The minute I tried to turn and put it in drive, stuck right smack dab in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
So well, took everything I could just to get dug out of that and get back. There's no way to get off the block. It's impossible.
Yeah, and Buffalo got 12.8 at the airport. Patrick Hammer tweeting out a little bit ago that 8 to 12 has fallen in a lot of the area and another 5 to 8 inches coming for Buffalo. So, yeah, and snow rates are very high. Tonawanda, I mean, you're up in Amherst. The Amherst-Tonawanda, that area, apparently there was 1 hour where 4 inches fell.
Wow.
Which is an incredible rate of snow. So, you're buried in there, whatever. You can just hang out and talk on the phone.
It didn't look that bad.
Yeah.
You just look out your window, but then you have to go outside to fully appreciate how deep it is, and that's when I'm telling you, yeah, if you don't, you're right. Look, I mean, hopefully you're off for the holiday, but if you don't have to go anywhere, you might get out of your driveway, but unless your block is plowed, I wouldn't. Well, if you have a big truck, you're fine. I don't have a big truck, so it's a little nutsy, so this is not exactly how we planned it.
No, that's all right. Hey, we'll make do. Our phone lines still work. I'm able to just kind of do, you know, my normal thing from home, and you know, you can hang out until you are able to get in. It's Happy Martin Luther King Day, everyone out there. And if you want to call and talk about Bills Patriots or Bills Chiefs, like we know it's Bills Chiefs next. That'll be the late game on Sunday. I do feel like we should have a 24-hour rule, though. And the 24-hour rule is that we use these 24 hours to just bathe in the glory that was Saturday, which might have been, I don't know if I can scientifically prove that it was the best thing that ever happened, but gutalytics tell me it might have been the best thing that ever happened. Howard, the best way I would describe it is, being there, would be, it's going to be, we'll see like how the next 5 years go, but it has the potential to be this generation's 51-3 if it already isn't.
Yeah.
Because to dominate that team, to dominate that team in that setting where everybody's, you know, freezing cold, but just doing, I mean, it was fine. I've got a lot to say about that too. It was a dream come true.
I mean, I got a lot to say, and honestly, I was just going to let you go and listen to you for about 20 minutes because I would love – it was one of those nights I knew I wasn't going to go, obviously, and I was out during the day thinking, man, it is cold. I can't imagine being outside for this game. And then it's one of those nights where I think, you know, you're jealous of anybody who went to the game because that is something you're going to – I think anybody who was there is going to remember that for the rest of their lives. I mean, short of winning a Super Bowl, Jeremy, the only other game – I've only been around here – I got you for since 89, okay? So I can cover 30 years. And I covered one Super Bowl. I'm going to tell you, the only other game that would beat this one out for me would be 51-3. There's nothing else on the list. The comeback game, name any of the other playoff games. I don't think anything else. Short of winning a Super Bowl, this is the greatest night a Bills fan could have had in a long, long time, and maybe the rest of your – I'm not sure what tops this. Really, that's it, other than winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, which, hey.
I mean, that's just – I mean, you couldn't have – in my wildest dreams, I could not have even scripted what happened Saturday night.
It was euphoric. It was – I mean, trying to explain it to somebody that wouldn't have known – you know, Bills-Patriots rivalry, like I said, in finger quotes. Like, we haven't even been allowed to call it that because it's just been such a one-sided, you know, one-sided affair for two decades. And it does make a big difference that it's them. And if that had happened against the Chargers, it's not even close to the same. It's just a fun game that the Bills were able to relentlessly hammer the Patriots on a scale which had never happened in NFL history. Never before. They did not I hope I can bring back the levels of snark I was just unloading on Saturday night, but it's going to be tough because there's a little bit of time in between. But still, the level of domination, my favorite thing, or a million favorite things, so don't pin me down to this one. After the game in New England, it was, well, I mean, the Bills had a bunch of fourth downs, and they hit on those, and they probably won't, you know, they'll regress. They won't hit on fourth downs the way they did today. And the Bills were like, yeah, you know what? We just won't have a fourth down. Like, just utter, complete destruction. The game was a lot of things. The thing that it is for me more than anything, it was a narrative destroyer. Right. Never before has one single game just demolished so many full of crap things that are said about one franchise against another. And I'm sure in New England, you know, they're going to try and talk down to Bills fans and say, oh, congratulations, it was your Super Bowl. Even Ben Volen of the Boston Globe wrote that the Bills were they lacked class. I hope you're ready for that. The Bills weren't classy enough in the way they beat the Patriots. The Tommy Doyle touchdown lacked class. Meanwhile, the Chiefs threw to a lineman last night, too. I wonder if the Steelers will complain about the lack of class. Anyway, you know, that New England will probably try to say, oh, congratulations, you won your Super Bowl. But what happened on Saturday was the talk. All of the whole, yeah, but New England, that's dead. It's gone. Because the Bills have Josh Allen. And he is a freak when he is playing at his best. An absolute freak show. They called him a unicorn on one of the Boston shows, debating about the Bills. Like, this guy's a unicorn. There's nobody like him in the NFL. And they're so right. Whether he's dropping guys with moves, scrambling, when he hits full speed, rushing, the first drive of the game, he's running past Matthew Judon, whom you watch the highlight. I've watched it 100 times. It's going to make you ask if Matthew Judon even tried in this game. I'm not sure he tried. Was he dialed in? Did they give up early? I don't even know. There's so much about this game, though. But New England, every time, oh, well, Bill's got a plan. Bill's got a plan. Yeah, what'd the plan say these last two times? What'd the plan say 4 out of 5 times? You've got L's on the board against the Bills, and all your talk about plans, a lot of it left, and a lot of it is playing in Tampa. And that guy's not walking through the door anytime soon. I actually thought Mac Jones played okay, to be honest. How about you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going honestly, too much.
The Hyde pick gets lost in the discussion, but I thought the Hyde pick was an amazing play. I don't know if they scored there. I doubt the game still goes in New England's favor because the Bills were unstoppable. But that first drive, I thought, oh, okay, the kid does not look like he's going to throw up all over himself. You know, he hit a third down pass. He had a third down run. That was a really nice throw. I mean, that was a touchdown. And Hyde made just a phenomenal play. No, you gave me a lot. I'm trying to remember everything you touched on, but there is no other opponent. You could have put together 10 touchdown drives the other night and scored 70 points. It didn't matter if it would have happened against anybody else. There was only one opponent that this game would have meant what it did Saturday night. Only New England. Only New England. And it does for what they did Saturday night. By the way, early stat of the day, Zach, don't worry about all the sound effects and everything. In the last three games against New England, where there weren't 40-mile-an-hour winds, the Bills have scored 118 points against Belichick's defenses. 118. Now, that was not, depending on what metric you look at, that was either the first or second-ranked defense coming into the game the other night. For what they did, how they did it, who they did it to, that team, that coach, his baby, their defense, and to not just put up, 47 points, seven drives, seven touchdowns, not a single fourth down play, no punts, no field goal attempts, no turnovers, and not only did you go six third downs on seven drives? They only got the third down 6 times.
Yeah.
And you know the longest third down they had was 3rd and 4. I mean, the stats are eye-popping. To do it against those guys and that coach and that franchise on the national stage in a playoff game, by the way, in extremely cold temperatures, I mean, I thought I died and went to heaven. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then, Jeremy, to hear Teddy Bruschi, who individually is part of the 20-year narrative because there was a Teddy Bruschi game in the Bills' frustrations with the New England, to hear him say, they closed the book on that whole Patriots mind game thing. Don't tell me that Patriots fans are not sitting there Saturday night, Sunday morning going, how the hell are we going to beat these guys for the next 15 years? How are we going to stop Josh Allen? I mean, you mentioned the Judon play. I don't even know which DB it was, but some poor slob went in there and left his equipment on the field when Josh juked him on a one-on-one play.
Yeah.
He is scrambling. He is throwing. He's in total control. He had one of those games you could actually name every incompletion.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to be sitting there thinking, I don't care if you Mac Jones had a nice year, guys. Yes, he did. I think he was the best of the rookie class. How are you going to beat Josh Allen for the next 15 years?
Yep. Well, after the game, my thought on Jones was, hey, New England, your problem is definitely not Mac Jones. Your problem is Josh Allen. That's your problem. The problem is one that you – and this is something that the Bills had for, 20 years. The problem is one that you can't control because it's not on your team. The problem now lives in your division. Tom Brady lived in the division, and – other teams in the NFL didn't have the same kind of punishment that the Bills had for 20 years, where you have to play them twice a year. And that's a big part of the drought. It's probably the biggest part of the drought was his mere existence. And now, for New England, like, your trouble, your biggest problem is that one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback in the NFL, plays in Buffalo. You know, on the conversation about, like, who's the best quarterback, I don't know. I don't know if it's Allen. He might be the most exciting to watch. He might be the best overall. Maybe Joe Burrow's a better passer. I don't know. Maybe Lamar's a better runner. I don't know. But on, like, the package on everything that he does, holy cow, he is unbelievable. And that game on Saturday, it's just – it's mastery. The number of times that he was able to find the outlet guy with these – the throws. I mean, like, you know, we're used to him now. But now if you really just kind of focus in on the flat-footed throw all the way to the sideline to McKenzie that picks up 8 yards, and you're just, wow, pitch and catch. What are you supposed to do? A lot of defenses will play and bank on that guy can't make that throw. And Allen, of course, can. You know, we'll talk a lot about Allen. McKenzie in this offense, it is such a difference.
Yeah,
they look more like the Chiefs when McKenzie is a part of this offense. You watch the Chiefs last night, and it's Hardman and Pringle and McKinnon and, like, all these weapons. They're coming at you from every angle. McKenzie's insertion into this offense for the Bills consistently makes the Bills look more like that, and that's taken them to the next level as well.
I'm just thinking. I was just writing down some notes as you were talking about Josh, and I'm going to bring up Patrick Mahomes because when Mahomes first took over, right, And you could see that this guy was something special. It would be frustrating if your team was playing against Patrick Mahomes. It'd be and it still is, by the way. It would be frustrating because when you think you got him, you don't. And when you think you've defended a play well, he'll pull something out of his rear end and make a throw. And he'll make the throws that analysts are going, "Oh, you're not supposed to make that throw. Sorry." And it's easy for him. Or you'll have everything defended, and then he'll just run for 15 yards. Josh Allen is that guy. Like with I just wrote down this phrase with Josh Allen, right? No play is dead. No play is unmakeable. And that's a really short list of quarterbacks right now. In fact, I think it's only two. Unless the Ravens want to tell me it's Lamar Jackson, maybe. But that no play is dead, no play is unmakeable. I swear to God, I'm so glad he said it after the game. The first touchdown to Dawson Knox, I swear I thought he was throwing that out of bounds.
I thought he was throwing it away. Allen said he was. He was throwing it away.
So we didn't know that until after the game. So I'm watching, right? I am literally beginning to pick my pen up and write in my notes, incomplete pass, throw away. I look up and go, holy crap, it's a touchdown. I mean, yep. That was a dead play. So, and you mentioned, you know, the flat-footed throws, all the different things, the faking out Judon, the faking out the poor DB who had to pick up his equipment. Yeah, we see it all the time. But if you play against him, right? Remember how it felt when you first went against Mahomes and saw him and thought, oh, this has got to be tough to defend. That's how people feel about Josh Allen now. That quarterback is here. The no play is unmakeable guy is here. And holy, I mean, that is the place you want to be as a fan of a National Football League team, because anything is possible to win when you have that guy.
803-0550, our phone number. Howard is on the phone. He is struggling to get in like so many of you might be with the snow that has fallen today. So you can give us a call, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I've watched the game, Howard, two full times since. I got home. We got home from the game at 1 a.m. I watched it right away. And then I watched it yesterday. Molly and I watched it again yesterday. And, you know, you're talking about that first touchdown. If you go back and watch it, Ian Eagle also thought it was thrown away. As he's calling the plays, like, and Allen throws it, and it'll be caught?
Like, yeah, right.
Oh, no one expected that. I thought he was throwing it away. So many things to say. We'll get to them all. We'll get to your phone calls. We'll start there. We'll start with Paul in Buffalo and roll phone calls today and try and get everybody back right where they were the moment that game ended for at least, you know, four, wow. four, five, six, 24 hours. and of course talk Bills Chiefs as well. Paul in Buffalo. Paul, good morning. You're on
Good morning, Buffalo Bills, gentlemen. Brave that weather. I've got three driveways to shovel once I get done talking to you and have my coffee. I'll tell you where I was right after that game. I was cashing in a three-way parlay on the best player in the sport, Josh Allen. Who didn't think he was going to throw for 250 and run for 50 and the Bills would cover? What a game. And, you know, you saw with him, you saw with Mahomes, you saw with Brady. I'm sure you'll see with Aaron Rodgers next week. The best quarterbacks are carrying this playoffs, although Tennessee still has their hand to play.
Yeah, let me real quick, Paul, let me just jump in. Thought about that. The only game where the better quarterback didn't win is Prescott Garoppolo, and Garoppolo might be underrated, right? Like he doesn't get a lot of credit. He's not thought of as flashy. He made a big mistake and almost cost them. But every other game was the better quarterback and the better quarterback's team cruising.
That's a fact. And, you know, when you see the game that's coming this week, Bills, Kansas City, I, of course, am going to go with the Bills, but man alive, I expect we're going to be playing Joe Burrow in the AFC Championship game. That kid looks amazing. I got, you know, he's not a kid. He's as old as Josh Allen. But my God, and one last thing, a personal plea to Leslie Frazier. Leslie, you've been a head coach before. You know it's a thankless, hard work job. Please stay, get a raise, stay for a decade. Thank you, guys. Good day.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah, the defense. I mean, who would you – The Micah Hyde pick, we could probably spend a segment on the Micah Hyde pick.
Unbelievable.
The defensive line. I mean, everyone from Mario Addison chasing Damien Harris out of bounds short.
Yep.
You know, if you're New England and you're talking about this game, you probably aren't allowed to criticize Belichick. But that punt on fourth and one was a coward move. You've already given up two touchdowns. There is no indication you're going to stop the Bills. It's fourth and one and you punt. Man, I know it was on your own side of the field, but next thing you know, you're down three scores. Later on, the fourth down you have to go for gets a little longer. You punted it again. I couldn't believe they were punting the ball. It got to that point. On the conditions, Howard. Not a lot of dome talk today, huh? Not a lot of dome talk on Saturday either.
No. I guess Josh is okay in the cold weather, huh?
I guess so. And, you know, it was cold. And I'll just say I'm glad I wasn't playing football in it. But as someone who, you know what, it's a lot like a snowstorm, which is if you are given ample time to prepare, you can deal with it for the most part. You know, there are going to be really, really extreme circumstances. But, you know, if you were dressed well enough, which you can get dressed well enough, then you might have been okay. Might have been a little tougher on the upper deck. I'll say people up there tougher than me. But it's the kind of game that, given all of the preparation and everything we all knew about how cold it was going to be, I don't know that I will ever fear a cold game again. I've got the right stuff for it. Some people thought it was ridiculous, my wife maybe included, that I stood outside in my gear for 2 hours on Friday night. But I wanted to make sure, like, I'm going to be okay when I go to this game. And everything worked out fine. It was a packed house. It was a crazy atmosphere. It was wonderful. Everything about it was unforgettable. And, you know, the stuff about different kinds of weather, it wasn't even the worst weather game of this season. That might have been Houston. That might have been, I mean, you might have like a five-way competition for that. We've had some pretty bad weather. It was cold. It was not an issue. And it wasn't an issue for Josh Allen. And any sort of Bills in the cold stuff is toast. Not built for the weather. Not blah, blah, blah. Like I said, the game was a narrative demolisher. And now we're off to Kansas City.
And that's why I thought, you know, and you were able to enjoy it, right? I mean, pretty much, if you didn't think the game was over by halftime after the Wallace interception, I mean, I mean, the game was over at halftime. But Jeremy, for me, I tweeted, I know a number of people, it reminded me of 51-3. Now, again, the Super Bowl berth was not on the line. The historical significance of that game is different, but it's the idea of a playoff game. I'm going to guess, I don't know if you ever felt stress at all. I mean, after the Hyde pick and it's 14-0 and they just rolled, by halftime you probably figured the game was over. So you can sit there at the game and you can really enjoy the butt kicking. I mean, unless you were looking for like drama and maybe a goal line stand on the final series of the game, I don't want to speak for you. But you know me, I always like the easy way out. And I think a game like that, knowing you're beating them and you have like at least two quarters, if not three, to basically put your heels up and enjoy it thoroughly.
That might be
a dream come true.
That might be my only regret, and I bet there's plenty of Bills fans that thought this way. When you felt comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, 14-0, 21-0, 27-3. I mean, yeah. I didn't think New England was going to win, but I wouldn't say I was comfortable. I probably wasn't comfortable until the Emmanuel Sanders touchdown, and then it became like, okay, like nothing's going to go wrong. This is a full-on party. Yeah, I mean, what a day. What a day.
I probably would have said it after the Wallace pick, because if they come out, first off, by the way, how about, you know, you were mentioning the punting. They did the, let me get a field goal here so we have something positive to take into the locker room field goal.
Yep.
You know, they punted before that thinking, okay, we're going to get the ball back and I'm going to double dip, and that didn't pay off. They did the, let me just take 3 points so it's not 27-0. They punted in the second half. They were still punting in the fourth quarter. I felt when they, I mean, if they would have scored on the first drive of the third quarter, again, there was no indication that they were going to stop the Bills' offense. But you would have thought, hey, well, you know, New England might be feeling a little bit better about themselves. Maybe they'll, you know, they're going to start putting together some scoring drives. We'll see. If there was any question once that pick was made and then they added the next touchdown, at that point, for sure, you could have lit the victory cigar, maybe taken out the brandy snifter, whatever you did to celebrate. Well, you wouldn't have had a snifter at the game, I guess.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. Still to come. We'll talk about some of the reaction out there from parts east and their fans, all the good stuff. Join us. Our phone number, 803-0550. We're just going to roll calls today, including Howard, who's calling in. So you can just, you know, be a part of the show.
I'm going to check and see if the snowplow came down.
Okay, yeah. He'll be in eventually. And we're with you here on WGR and the Buffalo Bills Football Monday. 803-0550. If you're on hold, we'll get right to your calls on the other side. If you want to jump on hold, please join us. Also, talk about the Steelers and the Chiefs. Paul, our caller, had mentioned a parlay and a prop bet. There's a prop bet on the Steelers game that I just think is hilarious. We'll get to that as well. And, of course, Bills-Chiefs. It's what the whole season was supposed to be about, and here it comes. Sunday, 6:30. Jeremy White, Howard Simon, it is Buffalo Bills Football Monday on WGR.
The snap. Josh going to throw it. Takes three steps back. Has all day long to scan the field, waiting, still has time, runs to his right. Now he's pressured, gets away from it, fires one into the end zone, and it is caught. Dawson Knox makes the catch in the end zone. It's a Buffalo touchdown. How did he make that happen? Josh Allen had forever to wait for Dawson Knox to come open. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bills and Chiefs, it'll be Sunday night football. You've got a four-game weekend, Bengals and Titans to play on Saturday, along with Packers. Who did the Packers play? Why am I blanking on this? Niners, sorry. Packers and Niners. And then the winner of tonight's game, Rams, Cardinals, will play Tampa. So the Bills have the final biggest primetime Sunday night football spot to close out divisional weekend, and it's a rematch with last year's AFC champs, the Kansas City Chiefs. They rout the Steelers 42-21. Ben Roethlisberger's last game, Kansas City poured it on the way that they have tended to do over the last couple years, the way the Bills did on Saturday against New England. They had six consecutive touchdown drives, blow out the Steelers, who had an early 7-0 lead on a T.J. Watt scoop and score on a fumble, but just no contest. The Chiefs, once they woke up in the second quarter, roll on to victory. So it's Bills at Chiefs and Bengals at Titans. We will know if the Bengals win their game in Tennessee, then the Bills-Chiefs game is not just for the right to play in the AFC Championship game, but to host it. So Buffalo could host the next round, depending on how things go. Dak Prescott insists he spiked the ball before the clock ran out. The officials, no you didn't. The game is over, is what was said on the field after a quarterback draw to try and get the Cowboys in more manageable Hail Mary kind of territory. They don't get that pass. Meanwhile, tonight mentioned Rams at home against the Cardinals. That'll be Monday Night Football to close out your wild card weekend. Jerry Jones on a coaching change says it is not on the table. Mike McCarthy is safe. We'll see if that actually holds up to be true. Those are your Paddock Chevrolet headlines. Paddock Chevrolet with you for the extra mile.
Snap. Mac Jones pumps once, fires down the left sideline, got a man down there, it is bobbled, and it is Micah Hyde comes up with it for the Bills. Intercepted by Micah Hyde in the end zone. The Bills get the touchback.
First down.
He had a man wide open down there, and he was trying to hit him. He was trying to hit Nelson Agholor. Micah Hyde just snatched it away from him at the last moment.
That was a pivotal moment in the game. I think it was 7-0 at the time, and that could have been 7-7, and then it just seemed like it went from there. I mean, that was such a huge play by one of our leaders, right? A guy that we all count on, so he stepped up at a big moment for us.
Micah Hyde's interception in the end zone on the Patriots' first drive. Earlier in that drive, Brandon Bolden, a horrible drop for New England. They were not sharp. And the pick from Hyde, you know, you've seen a lot of interceptions in your day, and, the best way to describe it, I think, would be that he took it, like, off the face of the receiver. It's Agholor, right, Howard?
Yeah.
Agholor's there. Agholor, he's got to be thinking, I'm open, I'm here, here comes the ball. It's 1 inch away from my face now, and where did it go? Who did that? Yeah. Micah Hyde with an all-time defensive play for the Bills on that interception in the end zone, as the Bills, you know, started to cruise at that point. It was a sign of things to come. It was not a poorly thrown ball by Jones, not a bad read. It was an incredible player making an incredible play for a pick.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you somebody tweeted out the video, maybe Chris Trapasso might have tweeted it or retweeted an overhead view of it. And I know Next Gen Stats said he covered 21 yards in 2.9 seconds. Like, this guy was flying. And, I mean, he was at the right hash. I think the right hash at, I don't know, 20-yard line, wherever the hell he was, and just made a beeline for the ball. And I still – it took me a second. I could see him, I swear to God, I still thought Aguilar caught the ball, because I think part of me was thinking, there's no way he could have picked that thing off. It was incredible. Like I said, I think the Bills still would have beat the crap out of them. But, you know, if you want to just make sure you snuff whatever possible life at the beginning of the game they might have had out of them, fantastic takeaway from Micah Hyde. And it's nice, Jeremy. You know, one of the cool things about Saturday night, one of the many cool things about it, it happens on the national stage. So hopefully the narrative about the Bills goes back to where it was, say, before the season or the night when they beat Kansas City back earlier in the season. Because NFL Network, ESPN, CBS, the narrative after that game is nothing but, well, these guys could beat anybody in the league. And it's nice to see that guys like Hyde and Poyer, who we've known for years now, are really, really good. Now they're all pros. You know, they're getting their just due, because they are, if they're not the best safety tandem in the league, I'm not sure who is. We've known it. It's nice to see them get on the national stage and now get some publicity for that, too, or notoriety for that, too.
803-0550. Snow coming down hard here in North Buffalo. Howard is from
I was just going to say, Jeremy, I know there's towns are now issuing travel advisories.
Yeah, I saw Niagara Falls, yeah.
Niagara Falls till 6. Amherst now has a travel advisory until 10. I think this is where I get to play but I'm a member of the media card if they pull me over.
Yeah.
We're essential personnel.
803-0550 to join us. It's snowed an awful lot. And more is on the way. If you can stay home, you know, stay home. Corey Griswold. Oh, yeah, he's on hold. Fun fact, a really fun fact about Saturday night's game, Howard, is that Corey Griswold was going to go to the game. He told me. He bought a ticket to go solo. He shows up at our tailgate, and Corey came and sat with us. Corey, I didn't tell you this yet. We got our big family picture to remember the greatest game of all time, and there is a cameo shot of Corey Griswold hanging out watching the game with us, which was wonderful. Corey's going to give us an update.
Exclusive clientele, absolutely.
Real quick, Corey. He tweeted, only a moron would be driving right now because the roads are bad. And I thought, I bet he's driving right now. So, Corey, right. How is it?
Well, reporting to you live from a 2018 Kia Sorento, currently traveling westbound down the 90. This is no joke. I would not recommend driving in this. This is really stupid. So I now am driving to Orchard Park from Amherst. So we'll have a little fun with this, I guess, going along the way. None of the side streets are plowed. Visibility is about 100 yards, if that. I'm doing, 30 on the thruway. So, it's that kind of day.
Can you come by my house and pick me up?
I think I'm going the other direction, Howard. But, honestly, if you just give it some gas, I'm sure you could make it at least 2 or 3 feet into the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No, that didn't work. I gave it gas. I put reverse. I did drive, low gear. I didn't go anywhere.
Corey, how about Saturday night? What you'll remember about the game, about the domination from the Bills?
You know what? I said this to you while we were watching the game together. I think I know what it would be like if E.J. Manuel had made the playoffs with the Bills, and it was like watching the Patriots. Because on the first play where Mac Jones threw out to the sideline, his first pass, it took forever for the ball to get there. And I just remember, I thought to myself, as for the small parts of my brain that still functioned, he's not going to make it today. He's going to get eaten alive. And that's exactly what ended up happening. Even on the throw that you talked about to Aguilar that was picked off by Hyde, Allen threw it to Sanders in the exact same spot in the stadium. And it got there in a hurry, and Sanders was all alone, and he was the only one who was going to catch that pass. Aguilar was open and breaking for the back of that end zone, and Hyde had time to come over from the other end of the end zone to come pick it off. That's how long the ball traveled in the air.
Yeah. Now, it's a good point that, when it comes to how much you have to put into a throw, sometimes if you have the weaker arm, you got to put more trajectory on it, make sure it's going to get there. Whereas with Allen, there are a lot of frozen ropes out there.
Yeah, it was that Sanders touchdown where it got surreal.
Yep.
Where I was like, oh, everything's going right today. I get it. It's not going to be one of these things. They're going to kill these people on live TV. That's nuts. And it was the most fun I've ever had in that stadium. And I was at the 2003 Ricky Williams game. I was at 31-3 against the Patriots the first time around. That is without a doubt the best time I have had there. It was great.
The Sanders touchdown, I think that's when I tweeted out, this is Kitt's play. It looked too easy. In fact, it reminded me of the game, not the last game against the Jets, the game earlier this season. The Bills scored like 45, and they're like throwing downfield with ease, and the Jets couldn't do anything to stop them. The other night reminded me, they made it look like they were playing the Jets defense from earlier this season that they torched.
Yeah, and watching the Patriots, you know, choose the coward's path, like taking a real sad field goal, punting in the second half when they absolutely should have never punted, like, boy, it's going to be hard times in Boston. Like, they are not used to that smoke, and they are in for it, man. Bad decisions.
Well, Corey, drive safe, and I'm glad you were there on Saturday. I mean, like, it's a nice little part of the memory that you popped in and we watched the game together. So be safe, and if there's an AFC Championship game, we'll keep a seat warm for you if we're back for the AFC Championship game.
See, now we're talking. I will call back if I die on the road. Take it easy, fellas.
Okay. Corey Griswold, yeah, it's the snow has fallen. It's pretty nuts out here. On the Sanders touchdown, like the game goes so well that there's so many touchdowns. Which one was your favorite? We got home and I'm watching video. My wife took video of us singing the shout song and celebrating, and I had to say like, which touchdown was that?
Yeah,
and she's like,
it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Then the phone timestamped it at 8:45. I'm thinking like, okay, was it the second or the third touchdown? It's a half hour into the game. You know, it's party mode. Maybe my favorite touchdown is the Gabriel Davis one, where he just catches it and turns and steps over the guy, just like this is too easy. 8:03:05:50.
No, I was just gonna say to your point about the touchdowns. Like on one of them, I think it was the second Knox touchdown. Singletary did a great job at blitz pickup. Just stopped the guy in his tracks. But I got to go back and check my notes because there were 7 touchdowns. And I know it wasn't the Doyle one, which, by the way, that was the favorite. That was your favorite touchdown of the night, wasn't it? They threw a touchdown to a rookie offensive lineman.
It's the second time they've done that. You know, just find a way to make it into a drink that I can sip in the morning. Again, Ben Volen, nice guy, like him, have him on the show. But he wrote that the Bills weren't exactly classy in the way they threw. Yeah, I mean, the Patriots made a living of throwing touchdown passes to Mike Vrabel. Shove it, right? Like, we watched them throw the line. I mean, we watched them do whatever they wanted to. Anybody complaining about being classy or not, Belichick teams have run it up for a decade. They always run up the score.
They ran it up against the Bills multiple times. How many times would we sit there and watch New England have a giant lead in the fourth quarter
and say, what's Brady still doing in the game?
In the game. B, Brady's throwing. Like, what are you doing? He's not even just turning and handing it off. They did that all the time. Did we forget 56-10? I mean, they did that to everybody. So the last people in the world who should be pointing out, well, that was pretty classy, throwing to a tight end. Come on. But, no, I mean, an offensive lineman. Bleep him. You know, that's pretty much all I would have to say.
Howard's from home, which means the FCC fines don't apply, Howard. I think you can just say it if you want to know.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. 8:03:05:50. Let's get another call. And Evan is on the line. Evan, good morning. You're on WGR and Buffalo Bills Football Monday.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm outside shoveling, and it is awful out here. I'm in Amherst, probably where you are, near where you are, Howard, but what I wanted to talk about was just I felt like the running game has really been the reason that this team can beat anybody. I was at the game. I was really warm. It was cold out there, but I was really warm. And it really was it reminded me of my dad and my uncle were at the they were at the comeback game, and I lost my uncle not too long ago, and I lost my dad when I was younger, and to just be able to be at a Bills playoff game and a Bills playoff win was just the best thing ever. I don't know how to describe it, but
yeah.
It was honestly It was awesome to just to be able to just bury the Patriots in front of the entire country. And I'm sorry, I'm getting a little choked.
No,
it's
okay, Evan. Thank you, appreciate it. And you know, I think thanks for the phone call. We got to get to a break here on the emotional point about family and all that. I think you're definitely not alone with that, just because it's the first playoff game with a full house in a generation. So add that into the number of things about it that are important. It's the Patriots. It's obviously the advance. It's total domination. And it's, you know, if we had the first full house playoff game and it's an exciting game when they lose, we're still optimistic about their future. But the first game back, basically, the next generation of playoff games, the starter, is one that you'll never forget. That game lives for forever in Bills lore. And there are some playoff games in the 90s that I think, you know, don't exactly live forever. I'm sure, you know, Mike Schoeppel and the Bulldog might talk about a couple of them today. Just like, hey, it reminded me of this game. And, you know, they kind of blur together. 51-3 doesn't blur together with anything. The comeback game doesn't blur together. And this one, like, it's on, if there's a wall of games, you know, like they got the 12th man on the wall. They got this game goes on the wall. And I think a lot of people would be thinking about moms, dads, you know, people that were here for the last generation that aren't for this one. So I'm sure I know you're not alone in that sentiment. Thank you for the phone call. We got to get a break in. 803-0550. Updated snow totals. Lots more still coming as a lot has fallen overnight. So be safe as best you can. 803-0550 to join us here on Buffalo Bills Football Monday.
Lined up and ready to go. Allen in the gun. The snap. Josh waits to throw. Guns one straight down the middle. Caught. Touchdown. Dawson Knox. Touchdown Buffalo. His second touchdown of the game. And the Bills are up by 13-0 now.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So the Sabres are scheduled to play today at 1 o'clock. We'll see if that ends up happening. Not for any sort of COVID purposes, but, you know, this snowstorm is legit, and it might be difficult to get downtown. Expected to get about 8 more inches of snow, maybe, on top of this foot of snow that it's already fallen. So we'll see about that. But it's supposed to happen 1 o'clock today from KeyBank Center. They also play tomorrow, 7 o'clock in Ottawa. We'll see if that one can happen. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Jeremy White with you. Howard is from home.
Someone, I guess you're right. Paul tweeted, said I should have prepared better, should have slept at the station last night. He's right, actually. I probably should have done that last night. I didn't think I figured the plows are great. My block is always plowed. I mean, I've been going to work at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning for years, and I don't remember a snow this bad where the plows also had not come down the block by 7 o'clock. I mean, this is it's crazy. So, hey, did you see the forecast for the game in Kansas City Sunday night?
Weather not a factor.
Nope, that's right. So we're good. Sal tweeted it out. High of 30, low 19, no precipitation, light winds.
Sounds great. Sal Capaccio joins us next segment. Real quick, I just wanted to mention, I talked a big game, not about the Bills and Patriots, about the Steelers. They did not deserve respect as a team. And that played out last night. They did not deserve respect. They were not a good team. They got destroyed by the Chiefs. Their defense, the difference between what the Bills and the Chiefs did, the Bills did it against the number two defense in the league, New England. The Steelers' defense is an average defense. They have a couple of great playmakers in Watt and Hayward, but the Steelers' defense is not good, and they've been picked apart by multiple teams, including the Vikings and the Chiefs. So we'll see. We've got a big matchup. My favorite – here's your prop bet, Howard. I don't know if you saw this one. I bet this one. The over-under for longest Ben Roethlisberger completion against Kansas City.
Yeah.
Was 34.5 yards.
Who set that?
Exactly. 34.5.
Go past like 10, 15 yards.
At one point in the second half, his deepest target was 4 yards. So, like, it would have had to be all yak. I mean, he threw a couple up to Claypool. Nothing ever happened for them. I mean, just Roethlisberger, his career's over. You know, in Pittsburgh, of course, they're honoring him. Depending on how you feel about him, yelled it on the pregame show. He's finally off the stage. It was a little late, and he's done, and Pittsburgh's next era pretty much begins. We'll see who their starting quarterback is, but, I mean, Roethlisberger clearly could not play anymore, and Pittsburgh, they got hammered. We'll talk to Sal next. He is, of course, on the field. We'll get his perspective on the blowout win, the perfect game. The Bills play the perfect game and beat the Patriots, and it's Bills-Chiefs in round two Sunday night. Sal Capaccio on the other side here on Buffalo Bills Football Monday.
Ball at midfield. Bills lead it 20-0. The snap out of the gun. Jones takes a drop. He is brought under tackle. He is sacked. He is brought down by Harrison Phillips all the way back at the Patriots' 40-yard line. A loss of 10 yards. Not Harrison Phillips. It is Star Lotulelei.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.